Alex. You're the best of them, Alex. It's not fair.
For you, Mum. You ordered it from Manchester.
I'm not asking you to be disloyal to his memory.
Sam Tyler was a friend of mine. Sam Tyler died. End of.
He did this to you, and I don't want history to repeat itself.
Gene Hunt is at the heart of this.
Please tell Molly that I'm still going to find a way to get out to her. Is there anybody there?
I'm a bit of a superstitious person, and I happen to agree with you, Alex. You are back for a reason.
He's stylish. He's modern. He knows what he wants. And he gets it. Buddy, the Sam Tyler jacket. Stylish, Bonnie? Modern, seductive. Come on, wake up, Bonnie. The Sam Tyler jacket. Come on, wake up, Bonnie.
Get off me, I'm awake.
I am not having 2 months that graph blown by you, Sleeping Beauty.
Gene fires up the Quattro.
In case you've forgotten, we're professionals, remember?
Chris is teaching Ray how to moonwalk.
Hang on, you're putting me off.
Now do the robot arm.
The robot arm at the same time as the toe and the push, yeah?
Target sighted.
Standing on a bridge, Chaz watches a van approaching. Gene throws the Quattro into a corner. Two men open a cardboard box full of videos.
22 boxes of prime pull.
Gene climbs out of the Quattro.
Morning, scumbags. Right then, where's your governor?
Hey, freeze!
You're shooting balls? No, right, let's go run him over.
Splayed across the bonnet of a black car, the denim-clad suspect slides off in front of Gene's Quattro as both cars screech to a halt, face-on. A grey-shoed foot belonging to a mustachioed man emerges from the black car. He bears a striking resemblance in looks and dress to his leather-jacketed partner.
I was told you'd be down here making a mess of things.
Well, bugger me! It's the Gay Tash twins!
What are you doing down here? You're Manchester CID.
Nothing changes, eh? You still need me to come down here, show you lot how it's done.
He kicks the suspect.
Who are you?
That is Lytton. Detective Chief Inspector, bastard, Lytton.
My name is Alex Drake. I was shot and found myself in 1983. Is it real or in my mind? Either way, I have to solve the mystery of what all this means and fight to get home. Because time is running out.
Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster, Montserrat Lombard, and Daniel Mays. Co-created by Ashley Farrow and Matthew Graham. Written by Tom Butterworth and Chris Herford. The video gang's brought into the station.
Book 'em, Skip.
This is a joke.
This Lytton can't be that bad.
You serve 8 years in the same manner. You know someone. Trust me. Lytton's a lying little bastard weasel boy.
And that's why they call Bananarama. True story.
Gene and Alex walk into the office.
Hey, up to office, all right?
Sorry to break up the loving, Keats.
Well, I was just letting Derek here know.
Sorry, am I to presume that you're referring to DCI twathead Lytton here?
DCI Queen's Medal, actually, didn't you hear? Don't like to show it off.
And this is DI Bevan.
Pleasure to be here.
This prancing Burke has just gate-crashed my operation.
Only too happy to snatch your suspect, though, Jane.
You couldn't snatch your left knacker if it was tattooed with the words Lytton's left knacker.
A whiff of homoerotic tension. How exciting.
Dracar noir, actually. You like it?
I was just assuring DCI Lytton of my full cooperation on his case down here.
What case?
This isn't just a social call, Gino. Frank Hardwick. Stand-up comic. You heard of him?
I remember him. You were very rude.
Hardwick used to do the Manchester club circuit. Bit of a draw. Then it all went tit skyward a few years back. Quit the day job. Took up the scotch and tizers. But last week, Frank Hardwick went and became scumbag number one.
Why, what did he do? Throw up all over your necks for men loafers?
Last Friday, celebrity golf fundraiser.
Police widows. This parasite swans into the clubhouse, nicks 2 grand from the pot and scarpers down to your patch.
He stole the police widow's collection?
Bastard.
Exactly. So the super wants us to help our Manchester brethren any way we can.
I'm in, boys. All the way. What? I just want 10 minutes in a cell with this creep. Doesn't make me a bad person.
Attaboy, Raymond.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. But this is official. DCI Lytton sharing this office until further notice, plus any resources he needs. Oh, and I should remind you of the new arrest and detention procedures being introduced as of today. There are more forms to fill, I know. So, let's do everything by the book, shall we?
Allow me, Jim.
Thank you, Derek. Such a gentleman.
Lytton closes the door.
Right. Now the pencil neck's gone, let me tell you what's really going down.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
If we nail Hardwick for a measly 2 grand, some soft-ass judge lets him walk with nothing more than a Chinese burn. You know how it works.
So you would have fit him up to make it look like something far worse?
Something more deserving of scum who steal from police widows, yes.
You can't do that.
Why not? Sends out a clear message. Don't mess with us and ours.
Glad someone down here still got the bollocks.
Because there's something called the law. Does that ring any bells?
Where did you get this one from, Jeannie? We'd fit up 3 tossers before breakfast back in our day, darling.
Still is my day, Lytton.
One last thing. Hardwick is my suspect, so my collar. Capiche?
Whatever you're here to do, you do it fast, and in the meantime, you keep out of my way. Capiche?
Oh, Gino, the least I expected was a race. First one to find Hardwick gets a barrel of beer. What's happened to you?
Gene ignores Lytton's goading.
Right, A-team. Mush.
Alex and Chris follow Gene.
You coming, Ray?
Ray's just going to get us started on Hardwick. Aren't you, Ray?
Just get him started, eh?
And I thought you were a throwback. Compared to those two, you're practically Homo erectus.
Homo what? You're obsessed, woman.
They come in here dragging their knuckles along the ground, trying to frame everybody in sight. Do you buy any of this police widow stuff?
No, it stinks like a month-old chinky.
Lytton's up to something.
Yeah, the question is what? Right, Bolly, Shaz, see what you can dig up on this Frank Hardwick bloke.
You're not going to let Lytton frame him, are you?
No, stopping Lytton's been one of my vocations in life. Right, we play along, find out what he's really up to. Chris! I want you to help Shaz and Bolly.
Now, it's just that DCI Keats asked me to percolate out these procedures.
Gene drops some files in a bin.
Percolated, right. I want the real reason why Lytton is after Hardwick, not that bloody fairy tale he's just spun us.
What about Ray?
But he's busy.
Look, don't make this easy for Keats, all right? He's not stupid.
Bevan.
All right, Gene.
Gene looks rattled.
You used to work with him?
No.
Thanks, Shaz.
Alex has handed Shaz the files Gene dumped.
Peppermint tea? Puff does work here, then?
Nah, some of the birds like it.
Puffs.
Puffs, exactly.
Glad to see you've not changed, Raimondo. London will turn you soft as a plimsoll full of shite.
Not me, Jeff. No chance.
How many sugars for the troglodytes?
Troglodytes? What's that mean?
Means big, strong, from the north.
All right, then. 3, please, love.
Aye, 3 for me and all.
Remember that wages hold up? Mike the mule driving.
You'll pull the sewn off on him?
Shat himself.
Literally. Oh, happy days, Jeff. Happy days.
All right, fellas. Book the gym, dance rehearsal.
Dance rehearsal?
Yeah, police gala. Opportunity cops this Friday. Me and Ray are body popping. Join me moonwalk.
Chris does some robotic moves.
Stand for it, yeah?
Lytton and Bevan look at him incredulously.
Come on, leave the Duracell, Bonnie. We've work to do. Raymond. Fill us in on your grasses.
Hi. We weren't introduced properly. D.I. Drake.
D.I.? Sorry, love, I thought you were secretarial.
No, amazingly, they let us solve crimes. Whatever next, eh, the vote. So, do you know DCI Hunt well?
Can't say I did.
What about DI Sam Tyler?
Can't say I did.
You can't say very much, can you?
I can say when someone's being nosy. Or clever. Troglodyte means cave dweller. You might have shagged your way this far, girlie, but don't come it with me.
Handbags at dawn.
Your DI is an offensive moron.
I've heard about this. When women work together, their periods start to coincide, don't they? It's very emotional all at once. Right, let's kick some bones.
She said, Francis, not tonight, she said. I am going to the doctor's tomorrow, and I want everything to be nice and fresh down below. I said, really? Well, you're not going to the bloody dentist as well, are you?
He is funny, though.
Can I trust that woman? Can I trust the doctor?
If you like jokes that hate women.
He thinks Anita Harris...
Jean closes a door.
Right. Apart from crimes against comedy, what else is Frank Hardwick guilty of?
Well, he's a dark horse than we thought. When the career stalled, he got into some very dodgy stuff. Bank fraud, counterfeiting. He's mixed with some right-heavies up in Manchester.
Seems he might have fallen out of favour as well. He owes big money. I don't think Hardwick's just running away from the police. So, where's Lytton got the hots for him?
Don't know yet. We're gonna bloody find out.
Apparently Hardwick's got a soft spot for the Toms. Massage parlours, knocking shops.
Is there no end to the man's charm?
Jean strides purposefully out of the office. Alex, Shaz and Chris find him in the evidence room, filling a plastic bag with porn videos.
Who watches this, Phil?
You care to share anything with us, Gov?
I'm going to stitch Hardwick up like a kipper and get to the bottom of this bloody charade.
You're going
to
do what?
There you go. Fill your boots and follow me.
Heading out to the car park.
Gov, this is exactly the kind of malpractice that Keats is expecting.
Well, I won't tell if you don't.
Well, it's not about Keats, is it? It's about what's right. Look, I want to nail this caveman just as much as you do, just not in a way that makes us as bad as them.
Well, I'll see you later, then.
Jean drops the bag of videos into the boot of the Quattro. Jim sees Chris carrying another bag of videos down a corridor.
Those aren't my new procedures, Chris.
Yeah. No, I've just got to do something for the Gov first. Other Gov. DCI Hunt Gov.
Chris stuffs the bag into a holdall as he heads out to the car park.
Come on, Christopher, I asked you to bag up a load of porn, not watch it.
Lytton's not going to be too happy with you stealing his thunder, Gov.
Look, if Ravi bloody Shankar wants a race, we'll give him one.
Jean reverses the Quattro and speeds off round a corner. Lytton approaches a woman in a short skirt and fishnet stockings.
Right, darling, my name's DCI Lytton. I'd like to look at this photograph. Tell me if you've seen this man. Excuse me. Look at the photograph, please.
Elsewhere, Jean shows a photo to a woman leaning against a wall.
We're looking for this man, Mr. Frankie Hardwick. You know him.
In a seedy club.
No. Out this way. Left.
That way.
Left.
Hold your bloody mind up. It's a toilet. Another bloody comedian. Come on.
A bleached blonde woman in a backstreet bar.
Since when have you surrounded yourself with toy boys, Jean? Come here. Come on.
Right, Gloria. Time to take your perno goggles off. Frank Hardwick, come down from Manchester looking for friends. You had the pleasure?
My clients rely on my discretion. I don't grass them up.
Frank's got himself into a bit of trouble. We're just trying to sort it out.
Oh, I get it. Good cop, bad cop. I wonder which is which. Oh, he's not what he was, is he?
Neither are you, sweetheart, so get talking. You tell us you're in a DC Skelton for the afternoon.
The laughter place.
Well, that's the alternative comedy club.
Good, right. Drink up. Got a little job for you, Glow.
Oi, I told you what I know, you fat bastard. We are quits.
Excuse me, bad cop. Remember, mush. Christopher!
Quick, are you there? Over.
Yes, Shaz.
Did you say the laughter place?
Why?
Oh, in case you need backup.
Thanks,
Shaz. Aye. Looks like I won the race. Look lively, Gloria. Comedy years returning from lunch. Christopher Porno. Right, go work your magic. Offer him a freebie.
Gloria's wearing a short, tight black PVC skirt. She saunters over to Hardwick, carrying Chris's holdall of videos.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I have your autograph, please? Yeah.
Where's your book?
I haven't got a book. Sign on there.
You're kidding.
No, go on.
Hey.
Come here.
Jean watches Gloria lead Hardwick into a building.
Good girl. All right, we'll give her a couple of minutes. Then we'll nail him for the possession and distribution of premium filth. Oh, joy of joys.
What kept you, Derek?
I call this hindering the course of an inquiry.
Do you know, if this is about police widows, then I'm a monkey's uncle.
I am not going home without Hardwick.
No can do, amigo. I'm about to do him for peddling porn on my patch. You want to stay and watch?
Gov.
Not now, Christopher. I'm gloating.
No, Gov. It's Drake and Shaz.
Oh, Drake, don't you bloody dare.
Has anybody seen Frank Hardwick?
Who wants to know?
D.I. Drake's CID.
Oh, you're not the average fascist bully boy. You must be police intelligence. Or is that a contradiction in terms?
I want to know what's really funny. Do you? In 20 years' time, you're going to be fat, bald, and writing soft rock musicals. Now, where is Frank Hardwick?
Downstairs.
Thank you.
Oh, he's in the basement where he belongs.
Oh, you the main course? She's rubbish.
No, we're police officers.
Oh, well, the handcuffs, is it? Oh, good.
Frank Hardwick, I'm arresting you on suspicion of theft from the Manchester Police Widows Fund.
What?
And believe it or not, I'm doing you a favour.
Now, hang on, girls. I haven't said the safety word yet.
Colleague, you're interfering with my collar. Come back here. That is an order.
Now, here is a proper rotter. Fascist and sexist. Please don't hurt me, officer, please.
Get out of the way, you pinko puff.
He's been shot. Chris, get inside.
Everybody in.
Get it blocked off. Now.
Go.
Get down.
Need to close this road off.
It were meant for me. It were meant for me.
Well, that's enough, Hunt. I'm taking Hardwick now.
You listen to me, Lytton. You just brought a shoot up to my patch. You get nothing. Thanks to Lytton and Large, we've now got an attempted murder on our hands. What have you got?
Nothing. No weapon, no prints. The bullet's gone off to ballistics.
Witnesses?
Nobody saw nothing. Our best bet's the poor kid who got shot, but the doctors say it's touch and go. He's in intensive care.
Well, we'd better get Laughing Boy in for a chat then, hadn't we?
I beg to differ, Gino.
The shooting was on my manor, which means it's my case now. Piss off, Lytton.
No, I just put in a request to have him transferred to my custody. Facts should be through in about an hour.
Now, Hardwick's your big ticket to somewhere, isn't he, Derek?
If I were talking to the old Gene Hunt, I might have a little quake in me boots right now. But I come down here and you're surrounded by half-wits and girl guides who don't take orders. Hardwick is mine.
Pointing an assertive finger at Jean, Lytton turns and swaggers out with Bevan.
We need to crack Hardwick.
Sorry, who said anything about we? You're not going anywhere near him.
Alex looks riled as Jean retreats into his office and swigs from a glass tumbler. Later, Ray's at his desk.
Are you writing your report? How's about fat bastard got shot at?
Bevan hands him a hip flask.
You're right there, eh?
Yeah. Well, it's just... before the shots, when we were heading for Hardwick.
A flashback to the gunshot victim on the ground.
You were right on my shoulder. What after?
What?
Ray smiles.
Nothing. Nothing. So... fat bastard got shot at.
Jean strides into an interview room where Viv's with Hardwick.
Right, you sad little scrotum.
DCI Hunt, enter in the room at 1540.
What is that doing in here?
DCI Keats' idea. It's all by the book now, Gov. Sergeant James, leaving the room.
By the book? coppers, reading. When will it all end?
Sit down. A young man took a bullet for you to start talking because he's fighting for his life.
Okay, okay. How do you brainwash a policeman? Put him on a B-day. There, told you all I know.
1541, DCI Hunt, taking a sip of tea.
Gene tips a mug of tea over a cassette recorder, which he then swipes off a table.
Now, where were we?
Alex is busy studying some paperwork. Jim picks up a book from her desk and opens it.
The pathology of interrogation.
I'm just trying to get into Hardwick's head.
The forensics of a suspect's past is the key to unlocking his crimes.
Something like that.
Look, I don't want to stick my size 9s in here, but could I offer you some advice?
Feel free.
If you and Hunt aren't working well together, then nor is Fenchurch East. Now, I've no idea what the problem is, but you and Jean are a partnership. And partners work off trust.
What do you mean?
Jim leans towards her.
I won't stand by and have him drag this place down. Do you understand?
Jim seems satisfied with Alex's almost indiscernible nod of her head. Ray's brooding about something.
Chris, what would you do if somebody weren't telling you the whole truth?
You been to that tranny bar again? I was only joking. How do you mean?
Bevan's walked in.
Right for tonight then?
Yeah, about that body popping stuff. Not sure it's really my style.
But we're an act. We've only got until Friday.
Actually, I'm not sure I'm cut out for performing.
Oh, that's bollocks. We'd sing Danny Boy every night round the Railway Arms. You haven't forgotten. It's a good copper's song. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. Go on, Ray, sing it. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. Yeah, that's what you should be singing. Remind you where you're from. It's better than spazzing about like you're on day release.
We'll see, eh? See how it goes.
Because you are a good copper. Aren't you, Ray?
Ray looks uneasy as Bevan saunters out. In a corridor.
Bit busy right now, love.
Spoke to Chris. You were all C Division Greater Manchester Police. Under DCI Hunt.
My, aren't you persistent?
Working closely with CID. You knew him, didn't you?
Where are we going here, D.I. Drake?
Sam Tyler.
I can't really remember. Sorry. But I'll tell you something. Think about Gino. It's not what he did. It's what he got other people to do.
And what did he get you to do?
Bevan smirks, then walks away. Through a window, Alex catches sight of Jean roughing up Hardwick in the interview room, before spotting Jim in the office.
I need those files on my desk, please.
Yes!
Gov, about Keats. A word.
Stell.
Are you trying to end your career?
Think I'm scared of that chinless bastard?
This isn't working, is it? If he was going to spill something, he'd have done it by now. I've been working on Harwick's psychological profile, and I think I've come up with something.
What he needs is a bollocky, not a therapy session.
I know how to get through to him. What have you got to lose? There's going to be Litton's in half an hour anyway.
Fine, you better get cracking then.
Litton waits for a fax to spew out of a machine. He rips off the sheet of paper and grins as he reads it.
Bingo.
Why did you stop telling jokes, Frank?
What do you mean? I'm full of them.
No, I mean professionally.
You had a promising career ahead of you. TV, regular gigs.
Yeah, well, lifestyle didn't agree.
December 73. You were booked to headline the Blackpool Grand for a whole season. You didn't show up.
I told you. I got bored.
December 73 is also when you were prescribed the beta blockers.
Don't know where you got that, love.
For the insomnia? Or was it the stage fright? See, you're frightened now, aren't you, Frank? Is that someone's just tried to kill you, and you don't want to talk. Who are you so afraid of?
No one can touch them, and they can get anybody they want.
Who? Who can get who they want?
I'm not saying.
Frank, you are in a police station. You are completely safe.
Alex studies Hardwick's frightened features.
It's Lytton, isn't it?
I'm not talking in here. I am not safe.
Frank. I'm not like the others. I only want the truth.
Yeah. You want to do what?
I want to let Hardwick go.
Joe, I was right. I really do think you've lost it.
He's not talking because he is afraid of Lytton and he's afraid of the police.
Oh, terrific. So we just let him walk out of here?
No, according to him, it wouldn't last 5 minutes. I say we treat him as a protected witness, we let him leave quietly, and then we meet up with him again tonight.
Right, by which time he'll be halfway to Benidorm. No way, Bolly.
He's not going to run.
No.
He's got nowhere to run to.
I said no.
Please?
Gov, need to talk.
I thought you'd gone over to the dark side.
I saw something at the shooting. Didn't add up, but it does now.
What? What did you see?
We were running towards Hardwick together. Then the shots were fired. Then I looked up and he was nowhere to be seen.
Who?
Then he sort of tried to lean on me while I was writing my report. I know this might sound daft, but...
Well, come on, spit it out, Ray.
I think Jeff Bevan tried to shoot Frank Hardwick.
Lytton storms in.
Hardwick's mine. Go fetch. I'm transferring him back to Manchester.
Should I love to oblige, Lytton, but D.A. Drake released him half an hour ago.
All eyes turn to Alex.
You did what?
We'd held him too long without charge. There was nothing to book him with, so...
Couldn't you have made something up, you stupid bloody woman?
No, I couldn't, because that would have been breaking the law, Chief Inspector.
I am going nowhere without Hardwick. Comprende?
Nighttime. The Quattro's parked in a quiet street with Jean and Alex inside.
Well, it looks like you've been stood up, Bowles. It's probably not for the first time.
A shadowy figure lurches into view.
There he is.
Alex gets out of the car and walks towards Hardwick.
Frank? It's all right, Frank. I'm keeping my word.
Blazing headlights.
Come on!
Jean opens fire on a van as it hurtles towards them. Alex and Hardwick dive for cover round a corner and Jean's thrown against a wall as the van speeds away. Later, Luigi brings them some drinks in his restaurant. He's wearing a dressing gown.
Sorry we got you up.
I'm embarrassed for you to see me like this.
Nonsense. You look fine, Luigi.
Reminds me of the Italian doctor. Thought an innuendo was a suppository.
Innuendo! Great. You're a very funny guy.
See, I start taking the piss.
Right, cough up. What's the deal between you and DCI Lytton?
Well, there's been these beatings, you know. Drug dealers and pimps getting roughed up.
So?
They were all Lytton's patch. Rumours are it's a bunch of coppers extorting protection money.
Go on.
Last week I was... out back of a pub, and there was a big bloke beating up a black guy, kicking him till he stopped moving. And a police radio went off in his pocket. He saw me. I knew they'd have to shut me up, so I came down south.
Who was it?
He was in your station this afternoon. Lytton's man.
Bevan.
Next morning, Lytton switches on the lights in the empty office. A man ignores him as he passes through.
Good morning.
Can't believe it, Gov. Lads from our old firm up to something like that.
I knew they were creeps the minute they showed. Unlike some people.
Give over, will you? So what do we do next? Expose Lytton?
No, not yet. I want us to lance the whole boil, not just Lytton.
If we let them take Hardwick back to Manchester...
Hardwick would never make it to trial. For now, we keep this to ourselves. We'll be fine in Luigi's.
So this is where you're planning today's cock-ups, is it?
Morning, Diego. Good night last night.
No. It appears Frank Hardwick's vanished into thin air.
Well, that's a shame.
Remember who we're dealing with here. This man stole from our own widows. And I want this bastard.
Well, we all want the bastards, Lytton.
Everyone walks out of the evidence room with barely a glance at Lytton. Later, Bevan walks into Jean's office. He closes the door and pulls down a blind.
What's this, a private striptease?
You must have crapped yourself when I walked back into your life.
On the contrary, it's always nice to see an old face.
Ah, weren't so cocky 3 years ago. Day Sam Tyler disappeared.
You know, there's a line. You don't cross it.
And where was that line with Sam Tyler? If you lot are up to something naughty, I'd think twice.
Bevan turns to look back at Jean as he goes to leave.
Cop solidarity. We'd be nothing without that, would we, Gino?
Bevan raises the blind on the office door window to see Alex standing outside. She pops her head through the door once Bevan's walked away.
Is everything all right?
Jean looks contemplative.
Everything's fine, Bowles.
Seeing Alex walk through the office and out the other end, Jean goes to her desk and tries to open the locked drawers. Shaz answers the phone.
CID? Gov, the hospital. It's about that young comedian who got shot.
So now we're looking at murder?
Well, we could be looking at an opportunity.
Gov?
What if he's not dead?
I think you'll find he is.
Where's Hans? I've got a warrant to raid the brothels.
Deirdre? Oh, Dr. Hawkins, hello. He has. And you're sure that's what he said? Oh, that's great news. Thank you, Doctor. Chris, book the ID artist for first thing tomorrow morning. He's going to the Royal Infirmary.
Oh.
Ray, get all the mugshots together on the Travers case.
What's this about?
We've got our breakthrough.
Jean walks in.
Look all excited, Drakey.
The shooting victim, Travers. He's regained consciousness. Full recall, and the best thing is, he got a clear view of the gunman.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Doctor says he has to rest up until tomorrow morning.
You know, I can already feel our gunman's conkers nestling in the palm of my hand.
Good, because when I find Hardwick again, we might actually have this case closed.
Yeah, we keep this under wraps. Not any wrong ones getting wind of it, do we?
No, we don't.
Lytton hurries out.
Look at us two, like sapphire and steel. I'm him, and you are her. Teamwork! Cop solidarity!
Alex passes the front desk.
Mum, this has got faxed through from Manchester. Personnel records. And this came as well. You're right, Mum.
Jemmy swings at the side of dark-suited legs as they approach a desk. A figure stoops and uses the jemmy to force open a bottom drawer. Inside is a large padded envelope marked confidential. Jean looks inside the envelope, revealing the collar of a black jacket, then takes another quick look in the desk before taking the envelope back to his office. Alex comes face to face with Bevan in a corridor.
You said you'd never shared a crime scene with Gene Hunt. Does that look familiar? The car that Tyler supposedly died in.
Someone's been a busy bee.
The month Sam Tyler disappeared, you were seconded to CID, police photographer. You took that photograph.
Why does Gene Hunt get you so excited?
Did you see anything else that day?
They'll never tell you what happened. The closer you get to him, the less you know. Now be careful. Working in a cop station late at night. Pretty woman like yourself, things can happen.
Are you threatening me?
Give up Frank Hardwick, and I'll give you the story on Sam and Jean.
On top of some papers in a file is a photo of Sam Tyler. Jean drops it into a fire raging in a dustbin, then chucks the rest of the file in with it. Alex comes out into the car park just in time to see Jean add a leather jacket to the flames.
What the hell are you doing?
Just leave it, Molly.
But it's evidence, Gov. You can't do that.
Forget it. It's a dead man's jacket.
What are you hiding? Please tell me. Sam Tyler, what was he? Was he like me? Was he trying to get back somewhere? Gov, what is going on in there that you can't tell me?
Whatever you think it is you're looking for, forget it. It doesn't exist. Sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith. Now, if you don't mind, we have a job to do.
Jean walks away, and Alex goes to follow, then stops in her tracks as she sees Jim emerge from the police station carrying a briefcase. They stare at each other for a moment, Alex's face registering unease and suspicion. Ray and Chris get out of a parked car.
Sure you're up for this?
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
Just asking.
You watch me back. I'll make sure he's inside. Then you two go to the hospital, all right?
Ray creeps up to the large plate glass window of a brightly lit cafe and peers inside. It's deserted but for Bevan tucking into some food. Ray heads back to Chris.
Right, I'll stay here until Lytton shows. I'll radio you at the hospital.
As Ray turns away, he lets out a small gasp of wonder as he stares up at a brilliant starry sky.
Chris, can you see?
Come on, you've got to get out of sight.
I just saw stars. Back at the edge of the world. Did you see him?
Stars? With this pollution?
Everywhere. Like we were bloody astronauts.
Right. Call mission control and then head for the hospital. If this is going to work, you need to know they're coming.
A doctor greets Jean and Alex in a hospital reception area.
This way. Patients have been moved to another ward. You're certain you can assure the safety of my staff?
As long as they stay off this floor and keep out of my way, absolutely. We'll take over from here, Tar.
Chris and Shaz arrive.
Right, this is the plan. Chris, you're going to be acting as police guard. You stick a chair outside the door, then you're going to go off for a sneaky wee-wee. This is the only entrance to this ward. Lytton and Bevan are going to spot that you've gone walkabouts. Meanwhile, we'll be in here ready to surprise him. Is that clear?
Ray's keeping an eye on Bevan.
Still no sign of Lytton, over.
Hold your positions, over.
Ray's suddenly aware of someone behind him.
All right, Raimondo.
Yeah.
Not like you to be stood outside when there's drinking to be done.
Yeah, I know. Do you fancy a bite?
Why not? You got a light?
So?
Hey, where will it all end, eh, Raimondo?
How do you mean?
We did the job, didn't we? We nailed a whole lot of scumbags, and now they want social workers in uniform. Where will all warriors like us fit in, eh? And it is worse down here. Jean gone soft, you got Keats, you got that daft bird Drake at you non-stop. Now that must be hard.
On second thoughts, I'd best push off. But listen, you keep the faith, eh, kiddo?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Lytton's pickpocketed Ray's radio. He climbs into his car. At the hospital, Chris and Shaz have taken up positions in a corridor.
This is Dr. Hunt to Nurse Carling. Do you read? Over. Ray, if you've bloody dozed off...
Should we be worried about this?
Only if your name's Ray.
Bugger it. It's not me radio, the bastard.
Chris speaks quietly into his radio.
Do you want us to send someone to cover Hardwick in case we're blown?
No, Hardwick's safe at Luigi's. We stay as we are.
If Lytton's on to us, should we call backup, Gov?
I have just told you. You stay put. Over. Of all the forces in all the world, they end up in mine.
Gov.
Lytton, you nicked me radio.
You bloody what?
Just now, he'll have been listening to everything.
No, no, it's a trap.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock. Was Bevan with him?
No, he was still in the calf.
Hang on a minute. We talked about Luigi's.
They all race out, and a short while later, the Quattro tears round a street corner before squealing to a halt.
Tell the truth one more time!
You bloody head off!
Have you been listening to this lying bastard?
There's only one bastard in this room, Derek.
David Townsend, the young black kid, 16 years old. The coroner's report said they used steel toe caps. He was dead after the fifth kick to the head.
And he kept on kicking him. He saw it all.
No, you're wrong.
The kid wouldn't pay up, so you got your chum to sort it.
No, I never.
Sure, it's an interesting way of keeping your crime figures down. What were you thinking? Trying to impress the promotions board? Trouble is, it's cold-blooded murder.
Bevan's crossed the line.
You didn't know, did you?
Oh, like Ellie didn't.
You show me a DCI, I don't want his crime figures falling. Oh, we're just roughing up the slime balls, keeping them in line, but not for money. Never for murder.
Does Bevan know about the trap at the hospital? You're about to meet him, weren't you?
No. I heard it on the radio. I had to find out for myself.
So he doesn't know that we're onto him?
No.
Betrayed us both. I'm sorry, Ray.
Help us. You could still help us.
At the police station.
Are you ready?
Of course he's ready. He's about to save his own skin.
Look, we don't have to be pals.
We're not. You just stick to the script, Derek.
Lytton and Bevan are in Jean's office, where a phone's been left off the hook.
Reporting your desk, sir.
Yes.
Got it.
What do you mean, protective witness? What do you mean, protective witness? Those are the judge's orders. Jean got Hardwick full immunity in return for future intelligence. Letting him go was a trick. They shafted us.
Jean wants to grasp that they're gonna get Hardwick off scot-free. They're lying bastards.
Yeah. Lying bastard. But I want some payback before we go. They've got a poxy gala tonight.
Apparently, Hardwick's gonna put in a surprise appearance.
Cheeky gifts. Playing a police ball. Hardwick's taking a big risk.
Exactly, but I think we should go.
And remind Hardwick what'll ever happen if he shows his face in Manchester again.
Are you in?
I've had enough of these sullen shite-hawks.
A gilt-framed billboard outside the entrance to a cabaret club promotes Frank Hardwick's appearance at a fundraising gala.
Right to the bar.
the mechanical figure of a laughing policeman in a glass case.
Are you sure you're all right with this, Frank?
Of course he's sure. Come on, get a move on, Tabby. Your public awaits.
How's the stage fright?
I consulted Dr. Jack Daniels. See? Steady as a rock. Anyhow, I need to nail these bastards even more than you do. Well, let's get on with it.
Right, come on.
What's this?
Just a precaution.
You might find you got a few critics out there, Frankie.
Come on, in you go, fat boy. It's a bulletproof vest.
Chaz peers through a red velvet curtain.
Any sign of Bevan?
No.
He's got to show up sometime.
I don't see why I still have to bloody go through with this.
Because if anything's different, your old mate might smell a rat.
I'll leave it out, Chaz. He was hallucinating earlier, thought he was Captain Kirk.
No, I wasn't.
Said you're in outer space, saw stars and everything.
What, you saw stars? Really?
Of course I didn't. He's talking cobblers.
Do you need help with that? You can talk to me about it.
Well, give it a rest, Chaz, will you?
Sit yourself.
Chaz, I am cacking it.
Chaz kisses him.
You'll be fine. I'll go and break a leg.
That's not very supportive.
Your very own Mr. Chris Skelton!
Wearing blue shorts, cropped red vest and headband, Chris performs some jerky robotic body-popping moves. Jean joins Alex at the back of the club and looks deeply unimpressed by Chris's act.
Oh, sweet Jesus, I thought I'd seen everything.
Face down with feet in the air, Chris lifts himself off the floor with a rocking motion.
Don't worry, Frank. We won't let Bevan near you.
Come on, Frankie boy. Showtime.
Chris finishes his act with a knee spin and Hardwick heads out onto the stage wearing a sparkly evening jacket. In slow motion, the audience applauds as he stands on stage. Ray looks nervous.
Right then, my name is Frank Hardwick, and since this is a police gala, you lot probably know me through my mugshots.
Do you know how to keep a puff in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow. Here we go. The Blues Brothers!
Hardwick scuttles into the wings to be replaced on stage by two men in shades, dark suits and trilby hats.
No sign of Bevan? You'd never admit it, but you have changed, you know. First Tyler, now D.I. Drake, eh? They've rubbed off on you. Never let anyone challenge me, did I?
Are you nervous, Lytton?
On stage, the Blues Brothers act comes to an end.
Here you go! There we are! Here you go to Quick Hand for the Blues Brothers! And now, ladies and gentlemen, who have we got next? Rendering limb from limb, that old police favourite, Jenny Boy, Mr. Ray Colling!
Ray steps out hesitantly from the wings, and Hardwick shakes his hand before disappearing off stage. Ray shuffles nervously from foot to foot. Chaz walks out to join Ray on stage.
Down the mountainside. Gone, and all the trees are dying. Tis you,
must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow.
Yes!
Jean slips backstage.
Oi, Olivia Newton Skelton, don't keep an eye out around by the stage door.
Yes, go.
I've decided to trust you.
Good, and we can get on with a task in hand.
But there is one thing I want.
Thought that was too easy.
But when ye come, and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me.
As Chris steps out of a back door for a cigarette, a blues brother walks past him into the club.
Nice one, mate.
In a large rubbish bin.
The Blues Brothers. No.
Look me in the eye and say it. Say you had nothing to do with Sam Tyler's death.
I haven't got time for this, Bolly.
Please. Just tell me.
Gov, Bevan's here.
Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Hardwick's in a dressing room. Bevan, in Blues Brother guise, steps in behind him.
I just want your autograph, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Bevan!
Second thoughts. Don't bother. Have a laugh at this.
Frank!
Jesus!
Oh! Drop your weapons!
You first, boss. You are not walking out of here. Not after what you've done.
Just do as he says.
We can sort this.
Too late, mate.
Please, put the guns down.
You murdering bastard.
When did you grow wings and a halo? Shall we tell her, Jean? Tell her why you got me to falsify evidence at a crime scene. What were you covering up about your mate, Sam Tyler? Go on, tell her what you did to him. And you call me a murdering bastard. Nah, the only difference between us is that you got away with it. You wouldn't dare.
Try me.
Bevan pushes Hardwick away, then shoots him in the chest.
You've got the vest. All right.
Hiding round a corner, Ray sees Bevan escaping out of the back of the club.
Freeze, Bevan!
Drop the gun.
You're not going to shoot me, are you, Ray? Come on, pal.
Chris points his gun at Bevan.
He said drop it.
Bevan slowly crouches down and places his gun on the ground.
Now kick it over.
As Bevan suddenly reaches into a pocket, Jean shoots him, then walks over to his twitching body.
You want to know the truth, Bevan?
Alex comes out of the club and sees Jean leaning over Bevan. She rushes over as Jean walks away.
What is it? What did he say
to you? Get away from me!
Alex chases after Jean.
What did you say to him? What did you say?
I told him the truth. City are gonna cane United next season.
Back at the station, Chris is teaching Viv some robotic dance moves.
I broke up the double act for a while, didn't I? Going out with Chris. Are you lonely?
Me? No. Well, maybe a little bit.
Lytton walks in.
I should have done more to include you.
What, like a gooseberry?
No. like his best mate, who was a long way from home. Gone then.
Come on. Ray, Chris, and Viv join hands to perform a rolling wave move.
Right, well, I will say goodbye.
Oh, no, you don't. Not yet.
Gene hands him a whiskey.
Not many of us left, Lytton. The good old days. Right, I bugger off back to Manchester.
DCI Lytton. You are suspended from duty, effective immediately. I need your firearm and warrant card.
Excuse me, what the bloody hell's this?
You'll be escorted back to Manchester, where you'll be facing a disciplinary tribunal and possibly criminal charges.
On what charge?
Failing to prevent criminal acts perpetrated by your own officer.
He's got 25 years service. He's innocent. Oh, he's a prat, but he's an innocent prat.
And you better hope that the tribunal agrees. Personally, I wouldn't be so confident.
I'll be all right, kid.
If there's a tribunal, who requested it?
I did. That's the procedure. But do we all forget that?
Jim puts his face close to Lytton's.
Get him out of here.
Two uniformed officers lead Lytton away. Gene squares up to Jim and looks him up and down derisively before walking into his office. Jim sneers scornfully before turning and heading for the door. He stops and looks back at Alex. Alex goes over to him.
Do we need to talk?
Gene prowls up and down his office like a caged animal.
Alex?
Alex glances back at Gene, who holds her gaze. Then Jim opens a door for her, and Alex steps out. Watching them leave with a glowering expression, Gene picks up a near-empty bottle of spirit from his desktop.
Fenchurch, Cockney feral scumbags, rampaging all over our backyard. You name it, they raped it, robbed it, killed it. The scum to the scum.
We've been left a prison.
Rule number one, you never leave a man behind.
This is now a hostage situation.
Oh, shit, he's got a gun. I propose we bury you in amongst the journalists.
Perhaps it wasn't the wise call to take charge of the attack.
Are you saying this is my fault?
Now, I know there's pigs amongst you. All I gotta do is work out who.
Now, there's a hell of a lot of steak tonight, Bolly.
Well, I hope you've got a heart in there.
Oh, God, no.